You're listening to KNKX, and on this week's Food for Thought, our Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson come out of their shells to swap tasty encounters with America's favorite legume.
Stein, talk to me about peanut butter. What's your pleasure?
Well, I'm a Skippy man myself, Nance. I like the extra crunchy because it's more manly.
I like the crunchy peanut butter, and I used to be a big fan of Adams. But in every supermarket, there's a peanut butter grinder, so you can grind it yourself.
I haven't seen one of those machines in any of the supermarkets I go to, but I'm just as happy just getting a jar of Skippy.
How do you like to eat it?
Straight out of the jar, off of a spoon.
I like a plain white bread, a big schmear of peanut butter, and a fresh banana. But it has to be an open-faced sandwich. It can't be closed.
And I like a regular sand, you know, with a top and a bottom. But just plain. I don't want any jelly and certainly no bananas. But I agree with you about the white bread.
What about dried peanut powder?
Dried peanut powder? I never even heard of it.
My Thai chef friends told me the secret to their fabulous peanut sauce is powdered peanut butter.
Oh.
When you can find it, and I did, in bulk at the local Winco, it has fewer calories because they extrude most of the oil out of it.
Doesn't that also eliminate a lot of flavor?
Well, that's when you add flavor. Soy sauce, lime juice, vinegar.
Oil.
Sriracha. So if you're making... If you're making peanut sauce.
Well, we've had this controversy in the past, Ms. Leeson, in which I was trying to convince you that peanut sauce is better if you actually pound your own peanut in a mortar, much better than just using peanut butter, as so many recipes tell you to do.
We went to this great Malaysian restaurant. It's the Kedai Makan on Capitol Hill. When Nate was home from college with a friend from Malaysia, they had these Malay-style roasted peanuts. They have some anchovies and lime leaf and this burnt dried chilies. Yinzi, Nate's friend, says, oh, my mother makes that all the time. And I said, call her. I want the recipe.
These are like little cocktail snack peanut kind of things?
Yeah. So I made some yesterday. And they came out perfectly. This is the second time I've done it. And I use those Makrut lime leaves that your niece gave me. They're still in my freezer. I just take a few out and chop them up.
Yeah, Jen's got a whole tree full of them in her backyard down in Oakland. And we'll share that recipe on the blog?
Yeah, that's kind of one of those, a little bit of this, a little bit of that recipe.
Okay.
I'm happy to share it. So I understand you've been playing with peanuts at home, Stein.
Yeah, I sure have. I found a recipe on Deb Perelman's Smitten Kitchen, which she calls Salted Peanut Tart. But after looking at the recipe, I thought, salted peanut tart? This is a payday pie. I don't eat a lot of candy bars, but when I do, it's a payday. DeGroot and I both love them. Kind of an interesting recipe. It was really pretty close to a pecan pie, but it has a very different taste with those salted peanuts. I would not say it came out like a payday. It wasn't quite as chewy, but man, that was good. And every day I say, okay, we'll have one slice. I'm going to bring the rest into the station, you know, to share. But somehow I never got around to that. And now we're down to just one little wedge of the stuff left. And I think we're going to have to arm wrestle or something for it.
That sounds really like something you need to have with the largest glass of milk known to man.
Coffee. It is great with coffee.
When I was a kid, we used to go to the Planner's Peanut Store in Atlantic City on the boardwalk to see the man dressed in Mr. Peanut suit.
Such a bon vivant in his monocle and top hat. I'll post a link to that Smitten Kitchen recipe. And Nancy's a little bit of this, a little bit of that for the Malay peanuts at the Food for Thought blog at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker Nancy.
The peanuttiest.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
The peanut.
Stein.